Into Africa by Sam Manicom. Channel Islands to Cape Town by motorcycle. Published by Adventure Motorcycle Travel Books, Sam Manicom. Audio recording by Kite Studio, Cambridge. And misread by the author. This unabridged recording is subject to copyright. One of the gladdest moments of human life, methinks, is the departure upon a distant journey into foreign lands. Shaking off with one mighty effort the fetters of habit, the leadened weight of routine, the cloak of many cares, and the slavery of home, man feels once more happy. Sir Richard Burton. Prologue. I see myself as a pretty ordinary bloke, and when I sat down to write this book, it all felt a bit of a cheek. I mean, who was I to think that I had the right to write? I wasn't sure, but the itch in the back of my mind came from people I've met over the past years. Many said to me, "You're incredibly lucky to have been able to travel the world. I wish I could." At first, when people said that, my self-centred attitude was, "Well, if I can, so can you." I believe that most people generally have the ability to make their lives head in the direction they wish. I was wrong. The first person to make me ponder this properly was Charlie. He looked and sounded desperate to get out on the road. He'd read travel books and lived the world from those pages, but wanted to get out and taste the wealth of experience for himself. "I simply can't," he told me. Charlie was an only child. His father was dead, and his mother was heavily disabled. "I'm all she's got," he said. "I can't leave her. All I can do at the moment is live my dream through others. You are incredibly lucky." I was humbled by his acceptance of the situation, his loyalty to mother, and the fact that he hadn't...